I switch that back and forth. It's about the difference between these two subspecies of Yenish people. I'm going to talk a lot about how to get the science to the project, whereas Thomas will talk more about how to infiltrate the benefits, bit by bit, using the analogy of the zombie you mentioned. Aside from that, I would like to comment that I don't have any slides. Not because I'm lazy and horrible and didn't do any, but because it's my religion. Let's pretend it's that. Okay, so we're going to start with Thomas. You want to start? And we'll skip over to you.
Okay. Enjoy. Okay, so, yeah, as Jens already introduced, and we represent the two perspectives. He as the human trying to lure the designers into the development communities. I will represent the perspective of the design zombie infiltrating the community. So, yeah, how to get designers in KDE projects so we can eat more tasty grains. So, yeah, that's a simple master plan to doing this. The first step is to infiltrate, then to adapt, then in the end to conquer so we can get the brains.
You want to finish all of them? I could go after you. Is that okay? Yeah, I've got cargo style anyway.
Hey. So, first is a practical example. we have the target group of unsuspecting victims, also known as the KDE telepathy team, and we have the resident interaction designer infiltrating that team. Yeah, so the first step, infiltrate. We start out by helping a team with a rather simple design problem, so we can easily show them that we can be helpful. And yeah, then we start infiltrating them more and more. So we sign up to their mailing lists because we know that's where they communicate. We join, of course, their IRC meetings because that's where they communicate even more. Then one thing which is also very helpful is adding some developers and specifically the maintainer to our IM contacts, because we want to not only infiltrate the whole group but really get to know each person there as good as possible. Then of course here at Academy we go to their boss, and of course then we also go to the sprint.
And I want to do it, how to, as a developer, how do you get designers to actually do this? Because one of the main problems that I noticed is that, in our case, you want to lure the zombies towards you. In the analogy of a zombie, you want to lure them into your midst. The problem that developers often have is that developers or humans don't understand the zombies, the designers. They don't understand that there's a different form of communication. You can't really do long sentences, or Alex Biescas can't do deep, in-depth explanations of code, because we don't understand it. We're slow, shuffling, we like brains, and that's about it. So you need to change the way you communicate as a developer to better fit designers. You have to step out of IRC, you have to step out from the forums, and you have to meet them, actively find them. Because there's often a sort of misconception that the correct way to lure designers into your midst is saying, oh, we have an IRC, just join us, that's fine, just join us. You know what's coming to you. Half a year, it's three of us that use IRC. The rest of them, it just, you don't care. So what you need to do, you need to go outside of the shelter community in this post-apocalyptic zombie world. You need to roam like the zombies, shuffle like the zombies,
about the challenges, because that's very important. We have sometimes, and we just try to approach the community and just say, we have this idea, and can you please do that because it sounds cool, and we think people might like it. And they say, yeah, well, that's all nice and dandy, but we have this technical limitation, and then we have a user group which has learned the software for a long time, and they're not that easy to adapt. And there are all sorts of restrictions and challenges. And if we just ignore those challenges, we're not ever going to get any of our ideas implemented, no matter how much the developers like the ideas. But of course, it doesn't mean just accepting anything they say, because we found that some developers initially that they know that's not doable. But then if we talk to them, so that's why listening to them and understanding them is so important, we can really with you developers find a solution together, not just say it's my way or the highway, but just see, okay, I have this idea, you have those challenges, so what can we do to together find a solution which overcomes those challenges?
Okay, so as a developer, a human trying to learn something in this case, you need to adapt to how designers think or someone's thinking. For a designer, for example, one of the first things that we ran into during BBG, and which Thomas and I had massive arguments about, was that designers don't like open implementation of things. They don't want the completely open discussion where you have a mailing list and you present your idea and someone goes, oh, that is horrible. How dare you, essentially. Which if it can happen in code, it can happen because it's a back and forth. Because if a future boss for a developer sees, oh, someone said that this code doesn't work, that's not a bad thing. For a designer trying to find work, if they're 2021, and the art director, their boss, whatever, will Google their name, and the first conversation that turns up, that's what they're going to judge them after. So, and if that conversation is, you suck, that's never going to work. They will simply not hire you. So one of the first things was to, one of the most important things for developers is to understand that you sort of have to bend them. It's the same as the IRC thing. You have to accept that the conversation needs to be not only a little bit dumbed down, because we don't get code and stuff like that, but also needs to follow certain rules. In this case, for example, trying to start up, it is Google Hangouts. We talked a lot about Google Hangouts because it's private. And that felt like, why don't you use the email list? Why don't you use IRC? Why don't you use this open and public forum? Because you don't dare to. If you study design, if you're in your last year of studying design, that means that you are scared as hell trying to get a job later on because it's difficult. So you don't want any form of negative criticism, openly. And one of the things that, as a developer, if you want to lure more designers into your team, not only go out and search for that, not only search for that, but also try to include them in conversations. The first sprint that was out with Alex Jess and several other founders here, I was included in the conversation about code, for example. Martin Gleason and someone else were talking, there was a really complex thing, I was standing next to them and just listening. And they turned to me, so they're like, oh, you know, the designer is listening. And instead of doubling down, they presented the problem in a normal, as if to an adult. And then they listened to what I said. That, as a designer, is brilliant. And that's a great way to get designers to trust you, to accept you completely, because that's how this whole thing started, sort of. Another important thing, if you want to adapt to designers, if you want them to think that you're wrong down, do a little bit of design. It's okay. I mean, we have, in the forums, for example, we have several people who start up by saying, oh, I don't know anything about that design, I'm horrible. And then they present something, and then they get feedback, and it's back and forth. After a while, they sort of join up. We have developers, a few, who have actually joined into the visual design group, more or less, and they sort of start out that way, that I don't know anything about this. And it's okay, no one's going to judge you for it, as long as you don't judge us for not knowing code. It's absolutely okay. And that's one brilliant way to adapt and lure people with designers to trust that the developers really care what is being said, or just flippant, but they're sort of ignoring all suggestions offhand. Without that trust, they're not going to stick around. There's a great saying that we when we started out this project, that we still use, it's been about one of the chat conversations a lot, about trust. Trust doesn't have to be the foundation, and it's like playing a rusty trombone. It doesn't matter how hard you roll it, it's still going to sound like shit. And that's essentially how we see trust, that you have to start with a good foundation. You have to start it off well, and then you can play from there, and then you can at least have a chance. We're essentially, the vision is also extremely important when talking to designers. If you're a developer to talk to designers, the vision is something that you have to do together. It's an act of cooperation. And I really want to reiterate that how important it is to stop pretending that designers and developers are completely different. I mean, yes, developers are humans, designers are zombies, but just one small bite away, and then we're all zombies, which is what we're sort of going for here. That without the developers I've met in the last 6 months, by the way, this have been nothing. If it had just been me and Thomas, it would just be us sitting alone in a small room, nothing being implemented. But together, with everyone here, especially the people that I've worked with a lot, like you see behind me here, it has sort of grown out of that. Not because I'm throwing the signs, so Thomas probably suggested based on him with the signs as well, on the developers, and then you go, oh, right, and just say yes. But because there's a back and forth, there's a shared vision. A vision that sort of starts at base zero and you move from there. And there's that trust, the rusty trombone that keeps going up and up. Now, we have another thing that's important is how to coordinate with other resident designers. Again, that's a question of design work. But I want to say that since this should be less about how designers are, how developers are, it should be more about how we are as a group, as a team, and how that sort of coordination has to happen with everyone, not just the designers, coordinating with other designers, but it has to be everyone as a group according to the coordinating together. Not just the designers doing a mission, for example, or developers doing a mission, but everyone doing a mission together, so that we're all aiming in the same direction. And again, like Alex Vestas, whom I have talked with in January, we're both the same personality, we're sort of easily sort of passionate about things, and we kept riffing off one another, sort of bouncing ideas back and forth, and with that came thousands of cool ideas, new ideas, greater things, and more ideas. And that's what we kind of have to do, that conversation, that discussion with each other, and just accept the sickness and let yourself be bitten by the designers.
One sign that the infiltration within KTD is successful is that at this point KTD developers come to me when they have a new idea for a new feature and want to use the interface for it. They come to me and ask me how they should do it, and then if they're unsure, then it's usually David or Martin just telling them, well, if Thomas says it, then it's probably good. And that means really that, yeah, I've been successful in establishing that all-important trust. So this is why we get the tasty brains. Better collaboration with the project in the end leads to better user interfaces. And better user interfaces in the end are essential to leading to happier users. And well, happier users of course have tastier brains.
Finally, from my point there, I would just like to say that we have it's important to talk about collaboration as well. As Thomas shows, it needs to taste the brains. But collaboration between projects, between designers, and between developers, all of this play in together to create better projects and better ideas. And it also attracts more and more people, because that's the last step of attracting designers. If you're a team with 5 designers, you'll find the 6th in within a month. If you have 6 designers, you'll find 7 soon again. And it just keeps growing exponentially. have no designers at all, and you don't make that thing, you're screwed, essentially. That wasn't really positive, but you get brains if it goes well. You can finish up. And we're done, I'd say. So, any questions? And of course, I think about usability as well, but as a designer, which is certainly what I do, my base game is trying to figure out how to make it as attractive, as interesting, as sexy as possible. Whereas Thomas, I don't know, sexiness, is that your thing? I sort of fall asleep. And I'm not saying it's bad.